Good morning and welcome, Arizona homeowners. It is hour number four of the Rosie on the House weekly radio broadcast, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. Our final hour, we always dive down deep into one specific topic for housing.
Do you want to jump back for 1 second?
We generally don't, but it was the first time we've ever covered earthquakes in 28 years, so there may be some rollover information.
Well, I have one really good piece of advice for the people in Black Canyon City.
Okay.
They need a new type of insurance.
Oh?
No fault. Compliments of
Did you write
last
that?
Caller.
Did
no,
you write
I,
that?
I can't take credit for that.
Who was our last caller?
I am sorry to say I was so busy laughing I didn't even catch his first name.
Oops. All right. So our humorist.
We thank him.
Get fault insurance. No fault.
No fault.
No fault insurance in Black Canyon City. Very good. Well, today we have Ray of Light with us. Ray Hernandez of Ray of Light.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's such a blessing to be here with Romy and Rosie and sweet Jennifer.
Well, we appreciate y'all joining us this Saturday morning. We have better backup because y'all joined us last Saturday. I was going to go straight into our home improvement caller, but we didn't go into the introduction of y'all because I knew Rosie would want to be here for that because of your deep roots in Arizona.
Correct.
And you're the only Rosie certified partner in the entire state of Arizona with this one unique characteristic.
And what is that?
Born in Superior, Arizona.
Amen. Born, raised, a third generation native here in Arizona. Yes, a lot of my family is in Globe, Miami, which we call Miami.
Right, right.
In Superior. And so that's where I was born and raised.
Okay. So tell the story about how you, was your dad in the mining industry? Was he in the construction industry?
He was in the construction industry. He was employed by Magma Copper Company there in Superior.
Yeah.
But he was above ground. He was a carpenter builder for the mining company.
That's who I would like to be if I worked for a mining company. I would like above ground work.
Above ground,
yes.
Correct.
I would like above ground work, definitely.
And actually, he built the home that I was raised in there in Superior and built a lot of the company homes there in Superior.
Okay. So you grew up in a construction family in Superior, Arizona.
Correct.
And how do you get from there to the current company you have now? Excuse me. I can't talk.
Okay. And while Dad's clearing his throat, he was mentioning Superior, Arizona. If you're not familiar with it, you leave Mesa, through Apache Junction on US 60, and what, about 60 miles later? Not even.
You're probably looking around 35 miles east of Apache Junction.
So have you ever been to Boyce Thompson Arboretum?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We actually, during, the early 80s, we didn't have the communication that we had now with all the cell phones and so forth, but we had a pedal bike. And we used to go up those trails all the time. Loved it as a kid.
One place I still have not been, but I want to make it there.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful arboretum. Yeah.
I'll get to go in February. That's where the next tree climbing championship is going to be held. So we'll be out there broadcasting live.
Yeah.
I can't wait. It's one of those places so famous, I can't believe I haven't been there yet.
Oh, it's one of the, I think, one of the most beautiful areas in the state. Yeah.
Very enchanting. I want to get...
He wants to get there, and we will
get there.
But let's talk about... So how do you go from mining into being an incredible wall artist, muralist, refinisher, coatings expert?
Well, I would have to, go back to my mother. She really pushed me and at a young age encouraged me to draw. I remember drawing in Dr. Forbes' office. She was a nurse, and back there at the Magma hospital there, they used to have a little house where she was the nurse there. She would take me to work, and I vividly remember her encouraging me to draw. I think more or less she was trying to keep me occupied. And thank you, Mom, for that, because it actually is producing an income for my family at this time. But she really encouraged me of drawing and painting, and it took part into my teens. And from there, when I graduated in 85, the summer of 85, I became an apprentice here in the Valley. And I did an apprenticeship for 3 years under Martin Moreno, and that's where a lot of my my teaching and studying on wall murals became relevant in the last those following 3 years.
And at what point did you decide to branch out on your own?
I think when in 97, when I saw the boom in the construction.
You got in on it early.
Oh my goodness, yes. I think all my fellow artists, muralists, I was jumping ship at that time, because I saw, and what drew my attention was resorts, restaurants in the faux finishing, the wall finishes and murals. And I felt, led to go in that direction. I was just admired the wall finishes, and that it was new to me. So that's when I jumped into the construction industry and found employment with a painting company, and I was their muralist and faux finisher.
Now, have you ever done a mural on an orange peel finish drywall texture?
Yes.
You have?
Oh, definitely.
I thought I was going to trick you with a question.
No, many of them. Many of them. Because, again, a lot of the, walls.
Have that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no.
I assume many. You just did like a smooth trowel finish and started over.
I wasn't that smart at the beginning, Romy. And actually did a lot of faux finishing over orange peel until it was probably the early 2000s, when everything started going into that Santa Fe finish and the smooth walls, where someone like myself into the custom finishes really enjoyed that texture.
And then from murals, y'all have branched out. You do a lot more than just wall murals.
Correct. Exactly. It was a good span of 10, 11 years of faux finishing, murals, plasters, Venetian plaster, clay plasters. And when the housing market took the dump in around 2000.
So did the market for that.
Oh, yes, exactly. And so during that time, it was a rough, couple of years, but what we're doing now and what it created for Ray of Light was cabinet refinishing.
And last Saturday, when y'all joined us in the broadcast, just to kind of get familiar with the studio and the procedure of getting in the building and all that, we had a lady by the name of Betsy in Mesa call.
Yes.
And she has a 16-year-old cabinets that are oak. And we said, it was getting close to the end of the broadcast, and said, we've got the expert in with us next week. Why don't you call back? And so she has sent us some pictures.
Okay.
We have put them on rosieonthehouse.com. They're in our do-it-yourself question and answer database under the category cabinet, under cabinet refinishing. We've made it even easier. If you go to the homepage, on the right-hand side, you can click in the quick links, can I refinish our kitchen cabinets? And we've got three great pictures she sent us, along with the details of the age, and they plan on being there a very long time, and she's online with us now. So let's jump right into cabinet refinishing, and if you're listening and you want a visual, this is a great opportunity to follow along. And if you're considering updating your kitchen, looking at this looks pretty typical for a lot of homes in Arizona, so this could apply to you, and we'll talk you through the process of updating. I won't say an old, 16 years isn't all that old.
No, not at
all. But a used.
Correct. Lived in.
a used, lived in kitchen. Betsy, good morning.
Hello. Excuse me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being patient from last week and joining us this week. Let's see. The cabinets are 16-year-old. Is the home that same age?
Yes. We did finally replace all the brass, so you'd be happy to hear.
All right. And are you the only homeowner?
Yes, we've been the only homeowner. So the cabinets are in really great shape, but we really feel like we're ready to do a little bit of updating, but we don't want to go really trendy. We'd like to have something that we can last, you know, probably another 15, 20 years.
Now, did you originally pick these finishes and these surfaces, or this is just the home was built and y'all found it and said, we like this one?
Should I admit it? Yeah, we did.
That's okay. It'll help us in the end, directing you. And Ray, I'll let you kind of take it from here. I'm sure you've got your series of questions that you go through with your whole clients.
Yeah. Good morning, Betsy.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. My first question is your countertops. Are you happy with them?
We've been happy with the Corian. It's kind of a kitchen, though, that I'm thinking if we update one part, we're going to need to update another part. We are going to do new appliances.
Okay.
But we didn't really feel we needed to replace the cabinets. They're really in very good shape.
Yes, I saw the pictures, and yes, they look very well taken care of. And I guess my first question about those countertops is that something that you would be thinking about replacing? Because I think that's where our design would start from, maybe color-wise. So maybe that would be something that after discussing if you're wanting to do the refinish, maybe, you know, thinking that the countertops would be replaced or not.
So take the break to think about that, and we'll pick up the conversation in 3 minutes.